And now, a sneak preview of our latest Patreon episode, Justice and or Discipline. You each take in Jespo 2 for the first time. This is a rare opportunity. Few outsiders ever see this cityscape.
So this is a famous Jespo 2. I hear rumors that it produces incredibly short opawas.
Wow, see? I also heard rumors that they can fly, but no one's ever seen it.
And I heard rumors that they can smell a wider array of smells than most people or creatures even.
And I know for a fact that every single one of the Jespen make love for a week at a time. Or maybe it's a rumor.
Two Jespen representatives, a man and a woman, cross the square. They are a tall species. Both are easily over 5'10". They have carnation pink skin and long purple hair with a ton of volume. They are both wearing dark blue halter tops.
Well, I can see why these two make love for a week at a time. Hello there!
Hello, and welcome to Jespo 2. My name is Undro.
Undro? Yes. Like Undro pants?
Yes.
Nice. I'm Scandal.
And I am Lura.
And I'm Chestershire. See?
Incredible. Incredible. We have creatures like you, but on our planet, but they do not talk.
Oh, but they're big like me?
No, they're quite small. One could fit in my lap, even.
What about me?
No.
No horses?
No.
Interesting.
How strange, because where we're from, there are creatures like you, just at a slightly smaller height, traditionally. How an odd exchange of cultures, where some figures are the same and some not there at all.
You're telling me cats are tiny here?
Well, we don't call them cats.
What do you call them?
Gelgars.
What strange, what strange cultures do we find in faith?
Always exploring.
All right, well, get a good look at these folks, and then we'll be taking some thruster parts as soon as you please.
Yes, yes, we will provide the thruster parts soon, but we'd like to know more about you, and I'm sure you would appreciate the chance to sample our world.
I will talk about myself for hours. What do you want to know?
Perhaps you would like to visit the Hall of Learning.
And he gestures to a building across the square.
I can't read. I'm a horse.
You can't read?
I don't know. Can she read?
You're a cavalier officer.
And I think you've read name tags.
Oh, well.
One of your high school friends was a novelist.
I'll sound it out. Okay, maybe it's a me thing and not a horse thing.
And maybe inside the hall there aren't even books, but plays. Educational plays. I hear they make a short opera. I bet they make a cracking good educational play.
Well, maybe I didn't want to learn while I was here. Maybe I'm more interested in... Hey, do you have apples?
Oh, yes. We have many apples.
What is a Jenbo apple like?
Are they Jespo. Tiny?
What?
Jespo.
Jespo?
Yes.
Scandal, don't speak for us. I, for one, would love to learn more about your culture. I mean, we are here to exchange ideas and experiences.
We're here to get thrusters.
Yes, but you know what they... One thing they want is just not just to see us, but to learn from us. As a social scientist, I understand this very well myself.
Chestershire's looking around.
Nice.
Chestershire, do you want to make a feelings roll?
6.
Yeah!
For the listener at home, Allison Fisher and Christopher Hastings forgot to bring their dice and have designated Tim as their dice roller. Allie has gestured to Tim to roll, and he got a 6.
Why do I hang out with comedians?
I got a 6.
Chestershire, you see in the meadow, in the field, in the park near the square, you see a little flock of chickabores has settled down by the stream. Oh, they would be so enticing to just swipe at one or play at one or just pounce all over them.
Chestershire runs.
Undro, I'm waiting on those apples.
Chestershire bounds off into the meadow and no one knows why.
We don't call them apples, we call them nerpos.
Nerpos.
Yes.
Nerpo babies.
They gain all the characteristics of their parents and more.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, can I have one?
Yes, I will warn you, though. Unlike your, what do you call them? Oh, yes, apples.
Yes.
Our Nerpos.
Nerpos.
Taste like meat.
Oh, well, there's a lot of meats in the world.
In a good way.
What kind of meat?
Steak.
Beef steak.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that. You might think because of my proximity, seeming, to the bovine that I would have issue with this, but I don't. I think they're dumb.
Fruit vendor. And Undro calls over to a fruit vendor with a little cart in the square.
Ah.
He pushes his cart over to you.
Yum.
And hands what can only be a Nerpo.
Oh, look, it looks just like an apple.
But it's not. It's a Nerpo.
Oh. Harsh, 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 harsh. Mmm. Medium rare.
Where'd that big cat go?
Here! And you look over, and when Chestershire says, here, a ton of birds fly out of her mouth.
Undro and Lura look stricken.
Chestershire looks guilty.
Oh, she should not have attacked the chickaboar.
Oh, she didn't. She was rinsing them.
Well, I'm sorry. They are a protected species. You understand we have sort of strict rules around some of these things.
Well, you understand that we are protected species upon our ship as well. You have come here to observe who we are, and we will give it to you tenfold. We will talk about the things that we want. We will eat the things that we want. And then there's Gwumda, who will ease all the social malfunction between the styles. That's what you got when you wanted us, and that's what we're here.
That's what you got when you wanted us, and that's what we're here.
I was hoping for a polite exchange of our cultures and ideas. I didn't expect you...
What, I like the Nerpo?
Yes, yes, that's nice, that's fine, but there must be some sense of decorum and politeness. You cannot just run wild over our planet.
Agreed.
Here's a fact about me. On Earth, there are tens, even hundreds of languages. I only speak one, English.
I speak Jesbin.
Do you got other ones here?
Oh, no.
Subscribe to our Patreon to hear the rest of the episode and all of our other Patreon-exclusive adventures. Click the link in the episode description or go to patreon.com/othesethosestarsofspace to sign up.